Awesome date, March 8, 2008. Awesome topic, rocking out with video games. This is the Awesome Cast. Do 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 do. Hi, folks. Welcome to the Awesome Cast. I'm Basil, and to my left is...
You're to his left.
Oh, I'm to his left. Eric White?
And to my right is...
Nobody.
And that's us. Yes, it's bright and early at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and here at Awesome Central, and...
The sun is shining in my eyes, and I can't see.
Maybe we should turn down the use the blinds or something.
No, then my plants won't get their afternoon light.
Well then, we continue on forward triumphantly.
I don't need to see.
It's true, we merely need our voices, not our retinas.
I need my retinas.
So anyhow, we're talking about rocking out with Rock Band, I assume.
Yes, and other video games.
Why don't you tell us some data about that there, Basil?
No data about that there. Well, I figured before we would go into, like, you know, Rock Band itself... There's a bunch of other music games that have just also just come out, and some that are coming out. But some are awesome, and some are not awesome. In fact, they're so far into the not awesome, they sort of register a new term in your vocabulary we call anti-awesome. And so, here we go. We're going to skip all the preliminary talks and go straight into the world of awesome. So, okay, the stuff that's coming out, well, I'll save the good one for later. Apparently, just announced at the end of February, Disney decided that Rock Band was good, but Disney decided to make it Ultimate. It's called Ultimate Band. Apparently, Disney's title will allow players to realize their dreams of becoming a rock legend, where they will build their own band and jam alone.
Now you two can be Hannah fucking Montana.
Yeah, by becoming a rock legend, do they mean becoming a fake teen idol that Disney proclaims as famous by simple virtue of their Disney and they can proclaim whatever they want?
Hell yeah, creepy smile and all.
Hey, but you don't even need, like, instruments or peripherals. No, no, you'll be doing all this with just the old Wiimote and nunchuck.
Are you going to be able to sing?
It says so, but it also says you only use your Wiimote and nunchuck.
And there's no microphone in the Wiimote.
Or nunchuck. Oh, they're also working on DS version.
Oh, maybe that's what'll have the mic
in. Maybe you can sing into the DS and look like a complete idiot.
And what THQ is bringing out is All-Star Cheer Squad for the Wii and DS as well. Where you get to play, it's the first ever cheerleader video game. Ignoring Elite Beat Agents and No One Dawn.
Yeah, I thought those were...
Never there.
The first cheerleading video games.
Apparently, the cheer squad will put players in the role of competitive cheerleader as she or he learns new cheers and creates their own routines.
Doesn't Para Para count as sort of like a cheerleader?
That's more of a video game. That's a dance.
Well, it's the same basic thing. You're going to be moving your arms, mostly.
But you're not cheering.
The important thing is that it's apparently the dances are being done by choreographer Tony G, who did the choreography in the Bring It On films. So you know it's authentic.
You know it's quality right there when it's to Bring It On film.
So we're striving to teach our little girls to be sluts even more hardcore now?
And it'll also use the Wii balance board.
The Wii has a balance board?
It's going to.
Well, yeah, for Wii Fit.
For Wii Fit.
Oh, okay.
They're retrofitting it for fat Americans right now, even as we speak. But.
And speaking as a fat American, I appreciate and applaud Nintendo's efforts. And now for the actually one good one that's not suck, was one that actually Eric found, so I'll let him...
All right, next is Battle of the Bands. Battle of the Bands is a multiplayer music rhythm game in which you play several different styles of band. You've got country and western and metal and punk, and you play the same song and you fight over which style you're going to use. So you'll be playing I am a man of constant sorrow, like a bluegrass song, and the rap version will start playing because the rap people have more points, and then they'll throw cannonballs at the rap people, and that'll knock their score down so that the metal people can do their metal. I am a man of constant sorrow! I don't know how to do metal. I am a man of constant sorrow. Yeah, there you go. That's the metal version.
And they got the same people recording all the songs. For all your versions.
All the songs for all the different versions.
So it's completely seamless in how they move from one thing to another.
Yeah, it's not that they put new music in the background. They've literally got, every time there's a song on here, there's like six different versions, five different versions.
I think it's five.
Five. I think it's rock, punk, metal, country and western, and rap is what I think it is. I could be wrong.
It looks like it would be a pretty interesting little game. I guess it would mostly depend on just as long as they're getting a good song selection.
It does a little Wii waggle, where basically you hit buttons and also wag the Wiimote in time to the arrows on the screen. And it's got a kind of combative mechanism where you literally can have offense and defense, where you're, like I said, hurling cannonballs or other objects at the opposing band to try to get them off their groove. You can block those cannonballs to keep your groove, or you can take it in the face and then the other style takes over, so...
They've got actually some songs listed here somewhere.
I know Insane in the Membrane was one of them. I know Man of Constant Sorrow is one of them.
Oh, here we got Whoop, There It Is.
Whoop, There It Is.
Mama Said Knock You Out. Brick House. Yeah, it's got some good stuff. This is actually the one game that, well, it's not out yet. It's coming out in April. Around April 15th, yeah. April 16th. So it's, I'm pretty sure that one of us will probably pick it up and try it out to see if it's actually worth owning or not.
Oh, I'll be there.
But speaking of games that we have actually already played, Brent, I know both me and Eric have played it. I don't know if you've played it. Nobody. Because I'm looking at you, but no one can see that. is a Patapon for the PSP.
Patapon!
Man, this game is quirky, but at its core, it's freaking metal.
It's not freaking metal.
Look, it's about death, mayhem, and destruction, and the conquerors of all that get in their way.
Look, I think we all know that
Potapon... You're using the same logic that declares that clowns are metal. Just because everybody hates them and wants them to die doesn't mean that it's metal.
Look, it's not metal.
Unlike most clowns, these things actively kill things.
Potapon.
And destroy them, rape their corpses.
They don't rape their corpses.
Clowns do all of those
Potapon, things. Clowns do not do those things. Potapon is a religious experience. You are God, the Potapons are your chillins, and you order them to kill and murder, and sometimes you feed them things. It's pretty much the same as owning worshippers or dogs or any kind of pets.
Worst thing about owning music. A dog? The little baggies when you go walking.
That's why the God gave us backyards. But it's really cool in Potapon because you have sort of this... You do your drum beats, and then sort of a call-response thing, where you'll do little beats, and then like a pat-a-pat-a-pat-a-pat, and response. And so you know you're doing the right job. And I was playing the other night, and man, when you're killing things, it's pretty visceral. I was going, pawn, pawn, pat-a-pawn, die, 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 pawn, pawn, pat-a-pawn, die, 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 die. And that's...
Jeez, deny and rage and right there.
Look, the Penny Arcade, like, comic had it right. Like, you know, you think you're just chilling, you know, doing, but you hear the call of the drums. And then, you know, the next thing you know, someone's got to die.
Well, it was a good game. Or is a good game. Oh, I've only played the demo, I haven't gone beyond that.
So have I, but here, like, you get a lot more songs, a lot more interesting boss battles. I definitely plan on picking it up.
More upgrades, the RPG. It's only $20. Budget title.
But I'm pretty sure, you know, I felt like I would have gotten $20 worth just out of the demo. So I'm pretty sure the full game is going to be very, very awesome. And then the other game I've been playing that apparently no one else has in this household has heard, but I've been hearing about it for weeks, is Audio Surf for the PC. You can download it on Steam, and it's quite possibly the best rhythm game you can own for $10. Because that's how much it costs. It's sort of like, what if you took... First, you can use any MP3 you've got in your collection. Any MP3. And then it sort of sends you on, and it generates this little track with little blocks, and you have this little cursor that moves between all the various blocks as it flies at you. And all the blocks are different colors, and you actually have to match three of the same colors, like in most puzzle games. But if you don't, you screw up. And it's all point-based, It's got leaderboards for every song that you use. It based things off its, you know, tag info information and titles and stuff, and it's a lot of fun.
For a moment there, I thought you were talking about Voice Sim, from, which is a Japanese program, but once you started talking, I realized that, no, they had nothing to do with each other. But I do want to just assert that Voice Sim is awesome.
And I believe you. But yeah, AudioSurf, you can download it off Steam. It's only like $10, and it's so totally worth it. It also includes the entire Orange Box soundtrack. So obviously Still Alive is the most popular song. And so right now you can play it as a rhythm game without waiting for Rock Band. And speaking of Rock Band,
we come to today's topic.
Which is Rock Band.
Rock Band!
Oh man, Rock Band is so awesome.
Yes, it is. And that's why we're going to talk about it here on the Awesome Cast.
Your podcast for everything awesome.
No one can see you make the funny face.
No one can see you make the guns, man. Like you got to snap the gun. Well, no one can hear me snap. Yeah, there you go.
All right.
Now they know you're giving the guns.
Yeah.
But,
I still think the visual effect of that entire gesture was lost.
But,
Antithesis
anyway,
awesome.
Rock Band is a 1-4-player rhythm game currently out for 360, PS2, and PS3.
With one announced for Wii.
With one announced for the Wii. We don't have a release date on the Wii one yet. A player can play either a drummer, a guitarist, a bass guitarist, or a vocalist. And basically just jam out, either singly, on their own, on any of the instruments, except for a bass I don't think has its own world tour.
Yeah, bass does not have its own world tour. If you want to play a single-player bass, what you have to do is you have to log on to the multiplayer, get somebody to, like, pretend to sing, I don't know.
Yeah.
And then just set the singer to easy, and the singer will almost never fail on the singing, and you can keep going on the bass playing solo.
Yeah, so
it's a real ghetto way to get around it, but
we've done it.
You hear that, Harmonix? Next time, bass player world tour.
But the bass is also really the easiest thing. Like you can playing expert on bass is actually a little bit easier than playing hard on regular guitar.
Which is nice because it lets you put your less music game challenged friends onto the bass, and you can sit them there and say, "Hey, here, you play bass. You're awesome.
Look, you're helping.
Look, bass groove."
So, Kaylee Laporte, I still love you. It's all right. I know they diss you because you're playing bass and failed, but you're still the one truly Laporte in my heart.
Basil's strange podcast love fetishes aside, you can play it. As well as playing single player, you can play any combination. You can have bass and guitar, you can have vocalist and drums, you can have drums and guitar, drums and bass. Whatever you and any combination of 1, 2, 3, and 4 people want to play, you can do. You have a awesomely customizable set of features for your little avatars. In fact, I know nobody here spends more time playing with the avatars almost than she does with the actual game.
Hey, I'm not the only person who does that. There are many of my friends who will just sit and tweak those avatars until we make a band. Me and Carrie have made Axel and Roxas and other organization members. We've also made the Metalocalypse cast. I think we've attempted to make our World of Warcraft characters, but I don't think that one was quite as successful.
I know that a lot of times when Aaron will come over to this house, because I don't live here, but we'll come here and play Rock Band. I want to play Rock Band. I didn't realize I forgot my memory card with my characters on it. And I don't want to play anymore, because I want to play with my characters.
Yeah, it's a really nice customizable set of avatar options. Nobody said, "Hey, Harmonix, next time could we get some Dwarf, Night Elf, Tauren, and other World of Warcraft race support? Come on, that'd be nice for
Actually,
a brother here."
The biggest request that that I hear with people wanting on the character design is actually with the male facial hair. They're actually wanting more variation there.
You know what I want? I want hats. There are no flippin' hats in this game. And as a fedora-wearing, proud card-carrying member of the Indiana Jones Jesus Awesome League, they're all people that wear fedoras.
Though, back to the whole WoW thing, I thought it was interesting that apparently they're using Blizzard's connections in Asia to promote Guitar Hero in Asia. But it doesn't mean that they're going to get World of Warcraft characters yet in Guitar Hero. But now it's only a matter of time.
Don't lie to the poor people, Basil. Don't tell them that.
Just don't tell them that.
It's only a matter of time.
It's not a matter of time, folks.
Fitter say next, that means I'll have to buy Rock Band and Guitar Hero. And not just for Guitar Hero, Aerosmith, which is the stupidest idea ever, when they could just be like Rock Band and eventually offer entire album downloads.
Yes, there's a lot of great things about it. I mean, I love it because of the drums. I mean, it's just so awesome to play, and it's realistic, and I mean, the drum beats you're hitting when you're playing the drums on Expert are the song's drum beats that involve... You only get four drums and a pedal, but...
Yeah, most of those songs, they're actually playing with way more surface areas to be hit than the little electric one that it comes with offers you, but what it comes with that offers you is pretty much very close to a starting electric drum kit, and so... When you're playing on Expert, you are, in fact, actually playing pretty close to...
To playing the drums.
Hell, somebody told me, and this might be a rumor, I've just heard this floating around the internet, that Metallica is actually suing Harmonix for teaching people their songs. So, I don't know if it's true, please don't sue me anybody, but...
Oh, Metallica suing people. LOL, LOL,
LOL, LOL, LOL.
Well, they have been doing that for forever.
Metallica doesn't sue anybody.
Napster. 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 Oh.
Metallica wakes up in the morning and goes, "Man, we need to figure out a new way to sue people for things today." Okay, yeah, awesome.
Moving on from that dangerous topic, though, where we find ourselves the next sued people.
Metallica wakes up in the morning, "Man, did you hear that podcast where that girl was dissing us for suing people? Yeah, I know what we'll do." Man, that would be awesome.
Is that more libel?
I don't know. No, it's print. In print, it's libel.
Ah.
This is slander.
This is slander.
Ah, okay, I gotcha. Yeah.
Remember right. Spider-Man? I think it's Spider-Man 1 or 2. I can't remember where he's like, this is J. Jonah Jameson. It's like, that's terrible. This is slander. Print, it's libel. Like, I remember. Now you know how my mind works, folks. Everything's a pop culture reference.
Spider-Man taught us everything we know.
Now, there's a song that would be awesome for Rock Band. Spider-Man, Spider-Man.
No, that would be a terrible song for Rock Band.
No, you could get the version that... what was that band? There was a rock version that somebody did.
No.
Like, it would be a great song.
No,
There
wrong.
Comes the Spider-Man.
I mean, if you can do Still Alive, surely you can do Spider-Man and His Amazing Friends.
It's true. But don't you have a song that you would wish was in Rock Band?
Don't you have one?
There are a lot of J-pop songs that I wish were in Rock Band.
Yeah, that's true. I'd love a lot of, you know, weeaboo stuff. Now, that would be awesome.
Here we go for the third time. Listen up, Harmonix. We want a Japanese version of Rock Band. You don't even have to put it out in America. Put the sucker out in Japan.
We'll import it.
Just put a bunch of J-rock on there. You know, porno graffiti.
Abounding in Boys School, LCL. Yeah.
Put a couple Korean bands on there, The Pillows. We'll totally rock out.
I thought Koreans were Japanese.
I thought the pillows were Korean.
Well, the pillows are awesome.
The pillows are awesome. They should be in there. Yeah, they're awesome. We'll totally import that shit. You don't have to worry about it. That is a great thing to talk about. Is just Harmonix. You know, we keep saying, "Hey, Harmonix, listen up." They really do.
They do listen up. Yeah, that's why we keep saying. Yeah, that is because people have come out and said, "Hey, we want this." And we want this song, we want it played, and Harmonix has put it out.
They just seem like they're willing to have fun with it. I know in June or July they're coming out with the Rock Band stage kit, which is a smoke machine and laser lights. For $100, you get a smoke machine and laser lights for your Rock Band shows.
Oh my god, you're going to make us buy that and clutter up our living room even more.
Oh hell yes! America has finally defeated Japan in the race for useless video game peripherals. We've done it, folks. We've done it.
I know a guy who's built a stage in his basement with plans to have a projector screen up for it, so he just play Rock Band. And he's going to get the stage kit, because he now has a stage.
Yes!
For Rock Band.
Oh, honey, we need a stage.
Oh, we don't have room for a stage.
That's okay, we can throw the couch out.
You can put a drum set on the stage,
too. We put a drum set on the stage.
Really?
Yes.
You'd let me get a real drum set?
Fuck yeah, sure, if you'll get me a stage and a Rock Band stage kit.
Okay, we'll have to look into this then.
Yay, for stage! We'll have to put pics up on the website, guys. When this actually, if it happens, we'll put some pics.
It'll never happen.
But it's nice to dream.
It's nice to dream.
But another nice thing about Rock Band is that it does seem to be attracting a lot of people who aren't really... They wouldn't consider themselves the hardcore gamers. It's almost like it's appealing as a completely different genre of video games.
Oh, yeah, you're getting a ton of more casual people coming for Rock Band, just like you did for Guitar Hero. When Guitar Hero first came out, you got a ton of casuals, and we're getting that with Rock Band.
Oh, yeah, like Dennis Dyack of Silicon Knights, who's doing Two Human for 360, you know, sort of seems actually the Wii and Guitar Hero and Rock Band as sort of a entirely brand new genre of games with the whole extra peripherals and stuff that's not what normal people consider video games, but it's entirely something new, and it's totally true, because it's not, even though you're hitting, you know, flashing lights with cursors and whatnot and pressing buttons, it is a totally different experience of what you're used to.
Especially with the multiplayer, because, I mean, you feel like you're in a band. I mean, when you're standing there, and you got the guy on drums, and, like, he's wailing, and you got a guy next to you singing, and he's really doing his best to sing the song, and two guys with guitars... You know, you feel like you've got a band up there, and, you know, oh man, I really blew that last drum, so that's okay, I saved this my solo, they weren't looking at you, fucker, they're looking at me. Yeah, whatever, all the girls are looking at my singing, I mean, you know.
This is what Eric does.
When me and Suze are sitting there, I'm playing drums, and she's singing, and we complete the song 100%, give each other the knuckles.
Yeah.
It's not just for Army of Two anymore.
Oh yeah. There's a Penny Arcade reference for you.
But, yeah, it's a lot of fun. And multiplayer is really cool. And the avatars that are on the screen, like, do a real good job of rocking out.
Yeah, they rock out. They move around.
And if you screw up a song, they get pissed off.
They throw the drummer, if he fails the song, will throw his sticks. The mic guy will drop his mic and either look dejected or pissed off.
But, yeah, it's... The interaction between you... And the avatars and the instruments and everything works really, really well. Way better than the Guitar Hero ever dreamed of doing.
Oh, yeah.
Well, the biggest thing with Guitar Hero is that Guitar Hero seems like it was a great start with Guitar Hero 1. Guitar Hero 2 just improved on that. But then it seems like something funky happened in Guitar Hero 3. Like, the characters on the screen, for example, I know all became, like, frightening monstrosities that I didn't really want to look at.
That would be the entire Red Octane Activision. Is it Activision?
It's Activision.
Activision thing.
They got the guys who did, I think, either the Tony Hawk games or the Spider-Man games, too, to make this version.
Yeah, remember, originally Harmonix, which is the software... There was Harmonix, the software people, and Red Octane, the hardware people.
Yeah.
And they were doing Guitar Hero. And the software people, Harmonix, who basically created the game, went to EA.
They sold themselves to MTV. Sold themselves to
EA, MTV.
And then MTV partnered with EA to make
Rock Band. And the hardware people stayed with, but again, making the nice, innovative, and making the avatars and all that kind of stuff wasn't really Red Octane's forte. It was building guitars that don't break.
If
we're talking about Rock Band, here we go.
We should mention the unawesome the part unawesome about part Rock of
the,
Band.
The anti-awesome, if you will.
Now, are the guitars still breaking? Because I remember if you bought the original set, it was only a matter of time before your guitar broke.
Most people before it broke.
Well, when we got ours originally replaced, it took a lot longer for them to break.
Yeah. The instrument quality at launch was terrible. Out of the box, we had a guitar, a microphone, and a drum set. We've replaced, three pedals for the drums?
Yeah, we've replaced three pedals for the drums before we eventually figured out that we just had to put a pad.
Yeah, we had to fix the design.
The problem with the drum pedal is basically that it's two plastic pieces that you're slamming against each other. And while you could probably get through the easy and medium songs just fine without that ever being a problem, once you get to the hard songs... You have to double press. You have to press it a little bit harder. The thing is just going to snap unless you find some way to pad it.
Yeah, which is totally a design flaw that we should not have to fix. And then two guitars, three? You know, and between all of our friends at this point, it's been something like five guitars.
Now, how'd you fix a drum pedal? Did you put a sock over it?
Yeah, we put a sock under it. We shoved a sock in there, and that's what we got. I know. There's a lot more innovative people that have gotten foam pads and then foam rubber and all this. So we shoved a sock in.
But the sock works.
The sock works, but it's still not something we should have to do. We should not have to fix the pedal like that. Like, that's totally EA and Harmonix's job to fix that pedal.
Now, I know at CES they had a bunch of other people who were making, drum kits.
Yeah.
That were way, way cool looking, where they had, actually, the hi-hats and the cymbals and everything. built in as a separate, like you had two stages of it. You had the drum pads and then the hi-hats that would also work as the drum pads. So you could really feel like you're really playing the drums a lot closer than you did.
Yeah, there have been a lot of mods for it. A lot of it stemming from the fact that the original instruments just don't work out of the box. Now, they are better. If you buy Rock Band now, as long as you buy it from a major retailer, you should be pretty sure of getting a newer generation set. I wouldn't go to one of the smaller places.
They pretty much entirely changed the way the mechanic of the guitar was working. The guitar
was built.
It was working basically with a system that was a lot like the Morse codes machines, and it's now been switched to something else that I don't know what it is.
Yeah, I'm not sure how the guts have been
prepared. Old system was basically the same thing as a Morse code tapper, and the biggest problem, again, was that they just didn't use a high enough quality glue, they didn't use a high enough quality pad behind the tapper, and it would just break.
The silver lining behind all of this is that they're great about replacing the crap. It's just go on a website, fill out an account, takes 5 minutes, and every time something breaks, you just say, this broke. You can either do the express shipping where they ship you the guitar really quick, but also take $150 out of your bank account until you ship the guitar back.
Well, it freezes the money in your account.
Yeah, freezes the money in your account. Or you could do the normal shipping, which is what I've always done, which is they'll ship you a box, you ship it back, and then they ship you a new item. It took 3-4 weeks for me per guitar, which is not bad for what you're doing. Pedals, they just shipped you new pedals. Like, pedals they didn't even care about. It's just, we'll ship you a new pedal.
I have heard that there have been people who have shipped their guitar off and then received another empty box. But that was mostly during the beginning.
Yeah,
of those people have come back and said that once they actually talked to EA about it, they were really helpful in getting... Yeah,
for a while they were even giving away free games with it. Like, there were people that if they waited longer than, I think, 2 months, if you ended up waiting longer than 2 months for a guitar, you got a free video game. So they're taking care of you over this.
Now, unfortunately, I have to mention that on the plus side, if you have the 360 version, you can also use the Rock Band, the Guitar Hero controller with Rock Band. However, on the PS3 version, you can't.
Yeah, you're screwed.
Because...
Well, you were screwed when you bought a PS3.
But, well, yes, besides that, though.
But Harmonix went, well, okay, we'll make it. They wrote a patch. They actually sent it off, got it certified by Sony to be posted up so you could actually use the guitar controllers and Rock Band. But then Activision's like, no. We'll let you do that if you give us money.
If you give us money, you have to
pay us. And Harmonix was like, screw you. And so the patch never got cleared through. They posted up, and so you're sort of stuck. You have to buy... four guitars, funded 2 players on both.
God only knows what the Wii version will have.
But Nyko is making a version, a guitar that will have a switch on it, that you can switch between Rock Band and Guitar Hero, so you can use that guitar for both.
That's pretty good, I hadn't heard about it. Nyko's actually been making some good peripherals lately. Their light gun for the Wii is...
It's really cool. Yeah. The wireless sensor bar is actually better than Nintendo's sensor bar.
Yeah.
They have a really good charging station for the Wii and 360.
So way to go, Nyko.
Yeah, I can't wait for Nyko to come out with that guitar.
The charging station. Yeah, the charging station's awesome. Okay, let's talk a little bit about downloadable content.
Oh my god, the downloadable content. So great.
Every million downloads.
Every week on Fridays now, it used to be on Mondays, they say, hey, this is what we're going to put up for the next week. And then next Tuesday for 360 and Thursday for PS3. Yeah, Tuesday for 360 and Thursday for PS3, they put up the content for download. There's usually 3 songs, sometimes a little more. I've never seen them do less. I know, for instance, last week was the Grateful Dead pack. It was like 6 Grateful Dead songs for $10.
Some of that, yeah.
It's a great selection.
You're usually paying like a little under $2 per song.
Yeah, $2 a song. Yeah, usually $2 a song. Depends. And I really like that, too. Like, I've never seen them go over $2 a song.
Yeah.
But a lot of the more indie stuff that you've never heard of before is actually cheaper. I know a lot of the indie band stuff's 99 cents per song. I bought at least 2 or 3 just because, oh, hey, it's $1. Sure. I'll try that out.
It's really... One of the reasons why I think the downloadable content is really, really, really great is because there were only a handful of songs that I really liked from the original group. But once we got the downloadable content... We started downloading all these different songs that I really, really like.
Exactly. And it's great stuff. They do tend to duplicate a little bit right now. We've got a lot of the same bands that were already on Rock Band.
I have a feeling also a lot of their covers. I feel like they record a lot of songs, before Rock Band came out, and now that they've got this nice big queue of songs, they're now sort of just dishing them out in little chunks.
I'm sure we'll get a little bit more diverse as time goes on. I know, like I talked about in My World of Awesome last week, Still Alive's coming out. Hopefully we'll get a little bit more goofy stuff like that. I'm actually hoping for some Weird Al Yankovic, something like that.
Hoping for some more metal.
Some cake. Which isn't metal, but is awesome.
Guys, right now on the Rockman forums, there's a giant cake mega thread. And you, the viewer at home, must go to www.rockman.com/forums, go to the download content area, and go, give us some fucking cake. I want a slice. And it ain't a lie, baby.
The cake is a lie.
It's not a lie.
The cake is a lie.
No, I listen to the band. They're still kicking.
They're still kicking. It's cake. It's awesome. Oh. And not only that, but this is a personal shout-out for me. Cowboy Mouth. Oh, God, put Cowboy Mouth out there. None of you have heard of it. It's okay. I understand.
Okay, they've all heard of Jenny Says.
Yes, Jenny Says!
But, yeah, I want Alice in Chains.
Alice in Chains.
That's some more Stone Cold Pilots.
But the Killers. More the Killers. Some Red Hot Chili Peppers. Oh, give me some more Red Hot Chili Peppers. I know
Blood
Sugar...
They are headed out with some more Red Hot Chili Peppers, aren't they?
A couple more. Not that I've heard of.
I thought they were putting out Blood Sugar Sex Magik as a pack.
Well, no, Blood Sugar Sex Magik was, there was a rumor for that, and Blood Sugar Sex Magik was on Guitar Hero 2, which technically means that they still have the rights to it.
Oh, I see.
And, like, there's actually a couple of Guitar Hero 2 songs that are on Rock Band, so we're hoping for Blood Sugar Sex Magik, which is awesome. Californication.
But, so on bands that are good, I would love a lot of 70s bands, you know, stuff like Kansas,
or
Boston, you know, actual, you know, some
more
real,
Boston, Leonard, yeah.
A lot more Lynyrd Skynyrd, you know, stuff like that.
Sweet Home Alabama, there's three Lynyrd Skynyrd songs coming out, not Sweet Home Alabama yet. I'm a redneck southern boy from Alabama, and I demand Sweet Home Alabama. If you're going to put Lynyrd fucking Skynyrd out there, you're going to do it right, boys. That's all I got to say.
You know, I feel that...
Don't ever talk that way.
Guitar Hero should not be the only, you know, music game to have Dragon Force in it.
Dragon Force,
let's get some,
yes.
Get some of that going on.
Some more cartoon theme songs. I know there's the Metalocalypse. I don't know if it's the theme, but there's a Metalocalypse song in Guitar Hero 2. Let's get something like that. You know, we joked about Spider-Man, The Amazing Friends. I can't think of...
Hell, if they could put Timmy and the Lords of the Underworld...
Timmy and the Lords of the Underworld.
...in the actual main game... They can give us some more, you know, the weirder, you know,
hey, give
pop
us that
songs.
South Park anime. What is that South Park anime song? Something. Protect my balls. Let's fighting love. Let's put that out. Come on.
But
as you can see, there's endless possibilities, and it's one of the greatest things about Rock Band is there's so much that you could do.
You actually have a shot of it actually might happen.
Yes, exactly. And with MTV on board, who knows, right? They've got a giant library.
I mean, they've announced that they've already had 3 million downloads of songs for Rock Band already.
Yeah.
Like, they know that this stuff's big. And so I think, since they like money...
They'll do it. The other awesome thing about Rock Band, I know it's not a nationwide or worldwide event, but right here, locally... A bunch of, is it radio stations and our local EB stores?
EB GameStops, we're doing that. I don't know if a bunch of GameStops around the nation are doing it, but I know our city of good old Huntsville, Alabama, all the GameStops are doing Battle of the Rock Bands, where it's going to be one giant rock band tournament where everyone gets their own band. And I know several members of our awesome cast, both Eric and Nobody, and the guy you haven't heard yet, except as the voice of Skippy the Narutard. Which is our DJ Nabuto, who's our wonderful editor and music creator.
We love you, James.
And they're going to rock out, along with James's better half. And they're going to
cuter half.
Well, yes. But, anywho, they're going to support the awesome.
And there's hundreds of events like this all over the country popping up. I know there's little tiny local ones like bars and stuff. I've seen stuff televised. There's tournaments at places. And the people get into it. They treat it as if they're a band. It's like they dress in costume. They you know, get up there. They start to do tricks and stuff like that. They spin their sticks while they're doing the drums. They twirl their guitars when they want to do Star Power. I mean, they get up and act like a band, and it's a ton of fun.
And I'm pretty sure that once... these folks, my fellow Awesomeites, go out and rock that tournament. I'm sure we'll hear all about it on the Awesome Cast.
Oh yeah, that'll be a world of awesome that week.
To wrap up, Rock Band. How many awesomes out of awesomes?
I give it 1,000,000 awesomes out of awesome. This is just totally badass. Buy the 360 version. Fuck PS3.
Don't buy the PS2 version. The PS2 version is a scaled-down version.
Oh, yeah. It looks terrible.
Farmed out. It looks terrible.
It looks terrible.
You can't make terrible. You can't make your own characters.
No.
There's no band world tour mode.
No, yeah.
Where you actually can make your band and actually upgrade your band with, like, new venues.
So it's like the retarded
version. It's the retarded younger brother. Don't get it. Get, if you have to, get the PS3. If you have a choice, get the 360. I guess if you've got kids and all you have is a Wii, you can wait for the Wii version.
And hopefully it'll be a good version.
Yeah, hopefully it'll be a good version.
Also, the 360 version also has great online support. I'm sure the PS3 does too.
PS3 does too, yeah.
I know at Xbox Live there's a lot of stuff going on. Leaderboards are great. You can upload your scores and check for other people. But yeah, the highest score you technically get is 5 stars in Rock Band, so I'm going to give Rock Band 5 awesomes.
No, it needs more awesomes. No. How many awesomes, nobody?
I'm going to give it cake awesomes.
Cake awesomes? So it's cake a lie awesomes. Of awesomes.
That's right.
The awesomes are a lie, guys. The awesomes are a lie.
But Rock Band isn't a lie, and you should buy it.
And that's the final word.
And with that, we're out. This has been the Awesome Cast. To learn more about us, check us out on the web at osmcast.com.
Awesome Cast. So awesome, only 3 letters can contain it.
Or send us an email at awesomecast@gmail.com. See you next time.
Bye-bye.